Hello, it's time once again for Brainwashing. This is actually Brainwashing 18 and not pseudo-Brainwashing 18, which I had to do like four fucking times, la 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 la. Also, I'm not going to be recashing and going over a ton of shit and bawling people out. This time, we're actually going to talk about relevant issues and relevant things with relevant people. So I'm just going to cover a few things off the cuff and keep it moving so we can have a bit of fun and get it going on. So once again, all the new cult members, everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your first Brainwashing. Brainwashing is our audio magazine and blah, 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 blah. I'm your host, John Kennedy, the fucking man. Patient zero, and we are happening in the house, man. So, James is here, and he's got the webcam, and he's zooming in on me, and he's all gonna have filming of live of me talking and brainwashing, showing off my, you know, immense, you know, form and stuff. So, what are we gonna do off the top? I guess I should probably go over a couple emails got sent in so people don't whine at me anymore. La 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 la. Smokehouse got some callbacks. The Witch Hunter thing is happening, which is the Inquisition. This is where, for everyone who doesn't know, the Inquisition is the product where we strike out against child porn throughout the month of April. And if you have any questions on that, inquisition.thecult.org with an http://... on that, and then you can find out where the fuck you're going, okay? He got a thing back. Smokehouse got a thing back here saying that, oh yeah, by the way, blah, 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 you are going the wrong way. The websites you list on your site aren't the real problem, now are they? They just show children naked. They're not even in provocative poses. It's not very exploitative and certainly not illegal. Well, not yet anyway. It's my view you're wasting a more enormous amount of power that you wield, the power of cult. You should use your vast resource at more appropriate targets. If you want to stop the real perps, try Visto, e-groups, or e-circles. IRC has also very big traders. All you have to do is do a channel search, group search for certain keywords like Lolita, child porn, la la la, kitty, all that kind of stuff. Lolita's a big one. And you should know what they are. When you get to one of those dens of perversion, don't just try to close down straight away. Often many channels, groups are unlisted. But if you get just one channel group, you can find out where to go from there. Please note that the stuff you see in these groups will make you puke. If you think those sites you listed are bad, this is much worse. I have managed to infiltrate and close several groups, channels, by getting in and reporting to proper authorities, IRC cops, and group abuse personnel. However, for each group I close, several others come up. I'm tired. You carry on the good fight. Best of luck in your normal cause, the dude who sent this message. Okay? Now, that's one thing. Now, a lot of people are like, hey, whoa, I want to stop child porn, but I don't know how to do it. Like, I haven't got any hacker skills. I'm not elite hacktor. I don't have any of the hardcore hacker skills, but I want to fucking fight. I want to stand up. I want to be counted. Okay? If you want to do that, what you want to do is you want to get into some of these IRC channels. Start looking for it. Start thinking like a fucking freak. Start thinking like a pedophile. Run around in there, and if you can find this shit, you can find where these guys are. You just kind of infiltrate and devastate and destroy. You just sit there, find out where they are, and shut them down. Sure, one or two guys, you know, they're a problem, and oh, they just spring up seven more sites, and I can't do it anymore. Well, no, that's not the case if you have, like, oh, say, 150 people doing it. With 150 people doing it, it turns into too much of a problem. You just need more people to combat it. You get more people fighting it, and eventually, we'll stomp it out. So, think about it. If you don't have any other skills, well, I know it's IRC. Hey, that's good enough. That is good enough, because pedophiles are stupid people, okay? They're generally fucking idiots, and they're scum fucks, and, you know, generally, I'd like to smack them down with a 2x4, but until we find them, what we have to do is, you know, generally have to shut down the pedophiles. So, there you go. It's one of these kinds of things that might be an idea to go with. Okay, so if you want to help, that's something you can do. And maybe anyone who wants to start that up as a side project with the Inquisition, you could have it like, I don't know, call it, come up with a cool groovy name like IRC Biblical Moses or something, and you just run around and go kick ass and take names. Find out what groups are doing what in the IRC and report those motherfuckers if they're in North America. And if they're not in North America, report them to the Deckers and we'll shut them down. But we must always go the legal route first. Must go legal route. Speaking of which, legal route, LinkRx. He went and sent me a link, which is too long for me to spell out right now, for PGP Desktop Security 7.03. And that's an encryption program that also includes an ICQ plugin. PGP encryption is very instant messaging, very user-friendly, works on all Windows, OS is 95+, good universal keyring policies and usage. So that's something we should go along with as well. Another person suggested that, I believe Roto put in his rectum, damn near killed him. Okay, no, what it is in his Diary of a Decker, he talked about this thing where We should have our PGP public keys posted on the roster. Whoa, there's an idea. Fucking what a great idea. Okay, so although I may not have mentioned this to APOC, I think I did. I can't remember what the fuck's going on. I'm trying to keep on top of things. You know, people, I've got all my email forwarded to one location. Geeks or Us is like fucking crazy. I finally got the assholes I work with. Okay, here's a score. Okay, a view in the life of Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. What it is the drawing board, right, is getting shut down. And what's happening is they're being bought out by some other corporate assholes. I don't know what their deal is. So I'm taking over as sort of the running office, sysadmin office manager for Geeks R Us Computers. And Geeks R Us Computers is the first cult-owned business owned by Nomad Centaur. And the ringleader, who is not in cult, but, you know, is cult supportive, and he is responsible for providing the servers. He's provided, he hasn't totally provided. He donated a server for Rant Radio, so that stream is from Geeks R Us. If you want to go and send email to Geeks R Us thanking them, I think you should, just saying, hey, thanks a lot for all the work you've done. Thanks for sending, supplying the Rant Radio server. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for doing that. That'd be very cool. You can get them, just head to the www.geeks-r-us.com, and there should be an email site there, or info@geeksrus.com, or I think centaur@geeksrus.com. Centaur, traditional spelling of centaur, like the fucking half man half horse thing. And at geeksrus.com, and send him an email saying, yo, hey, thanks for what you guys done. Even if you just make it one sentence, it's fucking cool. Okay, and they dig that shit, and it lets them know that all the work they've done for the organization and for Rant Radio and everything isn't for vain. Also, at the beginning and at the end of this particular brainwashing, you'll see that there's a really cool little snippet segment that Sumerian will not put in rotation on the station because it's cult-related, not Rant Radio-related, and I think Sim is having some penal envy things with the whole Rant Radio cult thing. But that's fine. That's fine. I'll just put it in brainwashing. So there you go. It's very cool. Roto did that. Roto is like, you know, every once in a while you get people who join who are like completely insane, and Roto is one of those people. You like join, he's like, I'm gonna tattoo cult on my fucking face, right? And he's just like totally mental for cult. And I think that's very cool. And it's awesome when you meet people who are like really excited and are very, very switched on. And Roto's one of those kinds of guys. He's been doing lots of shit to help. He's hosting the Inquisition site now. He's got all this shit going on. Very, very cool. Smart guy. He's got the Diary of a Decker. He's completely fucking hardcore. So everybody who doesn't know Roto, go say hello, all right? But now, this is an interesting piece of information I got here from Nomad Lathe, okay? She's changing her name, but not on the roster, okay? This is what she's doing. The one on my driver's license and every other piece of paper linked to my like, I had an idea for people really serious about cult to change our names in real life to our own chosen names. That clan would replace last names normally commonly known as family. Names, family names, anyway, clans were pretty much big families. Anyway, I'm actually going to change my name probably this summer. I'm changing it immediately because it costs $150 US to fill the paperwork out and to see a judge about it, which refers to clan name first, such as some cultures usually use family names first. This is just an idea. I wanted to see if there could be some standard. Okay. So Nomad Lathe, or Lethe, I don't know, is Leth? Nomad Leth? Leth? L-E-T-H-E, Lethe. Leth? I'm pronouncing that wrong. So it'd be Lethe Hungen, okay? So that's a pretty hardcore thing. Apparently Punk of Evil and Saria both got tattoos, but I mean, if you legally change your fucking name, holy crap, that's pretty hardcore. It kind of circumvents the point of having another name, though, because you sit there and you're like, oh shit, I have this other name, and, you know, that way it can't get tracked back to me. But if you change your name legally to that, it could track you back. And hey, I mean, Leth, you're the fucking shit. If that's what you want to do and that's your example of freedom, that's pretty fucking hardcore, man. Like, I don't know really what to say to that. That's some amazing shit. And I would never, ever insist or make it a standard or anything like that. Like, what, are you fucking kidding? But it's very, very cool. And, you know, it's very, very nice. We got another thing from another guy from, who is this one from? This is from netsecurity.org. We support any anti-CP fires. Please do not send any of your material during, please do send any of your material during the year. We could link and inform people about it. Keep up the good work. So from NetSecurity. So NetSecurity is down with the Inquisition, which is nice. And APOC sent me an email here talking about what? What's he got here? A couple of scripts, registration, 2 minutes long, blah, 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 blah. Now, this was something that we were going to do. Now, the re-registration of the fucking cult members, okay? Now, I'm going to get into that in a second anyway, but, okay, as a matter of fact, let's talk about this. As a matter of fact, cult is going to be a year old this February the 13th, which I was thinking about calling that Zero Day. You know, like, instead of, like, patient zero and shit, you got, like, Zero Day, and what Zero Day is we make it, like, our celebration is you prepare a ton of wares, okay, for that day, and then for that day, you put up your FTP, and everyone could access and download, and it's like this huge trading frenzy for 24 hours, you know what I mean? And you just trade during Zero Day, you know, and people would book time off work, and bandwidth would go through the fucking roof, people going crazy, because it's Zero Day, and you got, you know, guys going crazy and shit, trying to get wares, and I think that's a pretty cool idea. I think it's a very, very cool idea to have that, and be a cool way to celebrate, and what better way to celebrate than to share pirated wares? You know it, baby, it's all good. It used to be called sharing before they made it illegal. So I'm thinking that'd be a cool thing to do. Another thing that I've noticed is the fact that, well, all of cult is generally a massive disorganized clusterfuck. And I get this all the time. People are like, man, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. Now, I had this crazy idea that we could rely on directional chaos and sort of have things just kind of happen, you know, leave it disorganized, leave it scattered. But unfortunately, that's not going to work. Now, I've never actually run an organization that involves, you know, 400 or 500 fucking people before. So it's a little weird for me, you know, never mind the fact that it's, you know, this massive cross counterculture 9-clan group, you know, which incidentally, everybody and their dog has tried to set up in the past and have horribly fucking failed. No one's ever done this before. So it's kind of like, yeah, that's not working. Let's try this. So the other night I was sitting down and I actually came up with a method of organization for cult, which does not use ranks, which does not utilize anything other than numbers and locations of people and representation and all this kind of shit, which won't turn into a popularity contest. And this is something I'm going to outline in the Direct Action Manual, which is going to be the second part to the Virus Manifesto. So the Virus Manifesto talks about ideals and all that sort of jazz. So you know what we're about. And I think a lot of people know what we're about. But now it's not a case of what are we about, it's what do we do. And I've also created a 126-letter alphabet called TANJ, which is a cult cipher, which I talked about in the IRC the other night. And this is something that I'm going to get probably Nixter or No Deal, either one of them, if they want to get in touch with me or another prophet. If there's a prophet who's not doing too much and doesn't mind taking care of a secure thing for me, I've got to get kind of a beautified version of this cipher that I've made up, which is the language of TANJ. And that'll be the cult form of graffiti, so that if we want to do any kind of graffiti rather than just writing words on a wall or whatever, you can put these really fucking slick ass symbols, put them on books, you can put them on lampposts, different locations, and in that cipher you get GPS coordinates, right? So that granted, what's to stop someone from looking up the cipher on the web, getting the cipher out of cult, and then they, you know, just read it, and then they know where all our stuff is? Well, that's one thing, but I'm just saying it's an extra added layer. It's another thing that people can do. So rather than just writing shit on walls, you can see that there's TANJ written there. I think it's a cool idea. So that's one thing that's going to be coming out in the Direct Action Manual once I get some fucking time to write this thing. Oh, I didn't get back to the Geeks R Us thing. Anyway, so Geeks R Us, yeah. Anyway, so I'm down at Geeks R Us, and I'm the new office manager there. And what's happening is that the two guys that are there who, like, actually run the joint are fucking Ringleader and Nomad Centaur, right? Well, yeah, they own the joint. I run the joint. Anyway, so, and then you got Ronan Medic, who's in there, and he's fucking totally building systems and shit like that. Ronan Medic being a Ronan, it's not really that, you know, switched up and knows a whole shitload of a lot about, you know, computers and the internet. He's an Napster junkie and a complete Robotech fiend. Okay, so if anybody who's got any Robotech shit or is a complete Robotech junkie, get in touch with Ronan Medic, because holy fuck, is he ever a Robotech fiend, okay? But what it is that they were all really disorganized. They got their Palm Pilots. So finally, I got a hold of their Palm Pilots, and now I'm scheduling all of their events off of my one desk, and I, like, run their schedules. I schedule their full whole fucking days. I'm like a glorified sysadmin for meatbots is what I'm doing now, plus running the shop and all this kind of jazz. So the shop is really busy, and I'm still doing drawing board, and I got a bunch of shit going on. So it's kind of busy in my life right now. So what does that mean? Well, that means also that I'm managing to keep my energy levels up thanks to the power of chemicals. No, thanks to the power of vitamins and shit like that, I've been able to fucking stay on top of it. And hopefully, you know, over the weekends, I don't answer my email because I need time, right? But during the week, I hope to fire back people's emails and get more of a turnaround time happening so we can stay on top of shit and keep the shit up. Also, we're trying to keep, you know, Rant Radio fresh and clean and clear, because in order for things to improve, we have to do this. And that's why the structure is so important in cult. We got to lay down some kind of structure, technique, whatnot. So this organization can grow, can keep growing, and can stay fresh. So when people join, they know what they're doing. They know what they got to do. They know who to talk to. They know who contacts are. They know how to get help when they need it. All that kind of jazz. And anybody who gets all freaky and like, oh, well, that's too much structure. Oh, fuck you. Okay. Nothing's ever been accomplished without structure. So that's just the way that works. Something else that happened in the news this week, which I was really fucked up about, we probably talked about this on What the Hell too, was this whole kind of propensity that got going on with cameras watching people. Like England, what the fuck is going on with England? Okay. I get a little scared for guys like Tenshi and all that and Ronan Faith over there, who are all trapped in this country where they're totally going Gattaca, like hardcore Gattaca. They've already got the cloning shit going on. They got that all happening. And they got all this crap where they're talking about people being fucking, you know, monitored by cameras. They do it all the time at soccer games. They're talking about putting in governing chips for cars that, you know, if you're speeding along and all of a sudden, you know, this governing chip monitors gets a message from a satellite. This isn't science fiction. This is actually in the books. And then it sits there and goes moo and slows it down to like your appropriate speed limit. So you can't speed even if you want to. And this is going to be a standard. Like it's going to be fucking mandatory in all new cars. Excuse me while I buy an old car. Thank you very the fuck much. But still, I mean, in England, it's not like they have a lot of, I don't really know what the score is there, but I mean, that's what they want to do and they want to have this shit sorted out. So it's a little bit freaky for me, any way you cut it. I'm a little bit tripped by the whole notion of it. And I'm a little bit concerned that now I see the United States with the Super Bowl, they're doing the same thing. They're sitting there using cameras and they're watching events and games and shit like that. And that's not very cool at all. I don't enjoy that. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's something we want to do and look at and have that happening. And that's one of the reasons why having structure is so important, so that we can share information and share ways to hack this, to break this, because this is really where the strength of it is going to come from, is in the communication of the knowledge of how to hack and crack and break this kind of shit. So that's one thing. Also, this week is combat week in my life. Holy fuck. There's a lot of people have been talking to me about, you know, different kinds of, like, you know, what clan am I? You know, a lot of people have asked me that. They go, Sean, what clan are you? And I really don't know what clan I'd probably fit into. Some days I'm kind of nomad. I guess the whole thing would probably be nomad. But I can't, Patient Zero really can't be part of a clan, because then that gives too much clan kind of influence and cult. And you're thinking, well, that's bullshit, Sean. Well, not really. And it may not be that way right now, but I think that that should stay a law and a standard within the organization. Something I did find out this week, though, that I thought was kind of cool, is a drug called modafinil. And apparently you can get this. So this is a drug which is used for treating narcolepsy. If somebody could get me in touch with me about that, I'd really appreciate it. Modafinil is a drug which is used for treating narcolepsy. And what it does is, if you don't take it, or if you take it and you're not narcoleptic, you don't need to sleep. You take one every 8 hours and that's it. You fucking, you know. And apparently there's no adverse side effects to this thing, because it produces the hormone in your brain that, you know, you don't, your brain produces when you sleep. So therefore, eliminating the need to sleep. No sleep. Very, very nice idea. Very nice thing to have. Holy shit, I'm 18 minutes into brainwashing and I've run out of shit to talk about. What are you going to do? Fuck! What else happened this week? Not too much. It's been pretty condensed last couple of weeks. Let's see. Dude, when was the last one I came out with anyway? I think it was last weekend. APOC, Roto. Roto's been doing a ton of shit. APOC actually sent me this huge voicemail, which beat the living piss out of me, saying, Sean, what are you doing, man? We haven't heard from you in like 2 weeks. People need you. What the fuck? You idiot. You know, which is standard, because I'm usually getting kicked in the nuts by APOC anyway. And same with Smokehouse. You know, Smokehouse is kicking me in the nuts. A lot of people, you know, if you want to be more involved and you want to do the kind of shit that Smokehouse and APOC and all that kind of does, the 80-20 scenario is really, you know, it's not as heavy as it was before, because before everybody used to bitch out, then I freaked out a couple times and no one really bitches anymore. But the thing you want to look at is the whole concept of the 80-20. What is 80-20? Where 80% of the people bitch and 20% of the people do the work, okay? The people who are doing the work, guys like, well, Smokey, APOC, Roto, fucking Nomads, oh shit, there's Zophiel, Holy Dio, I'm probably going to forget a bunch of people here and get them all pissed off. Zerostor, Fork and Zerostor have been around since, you know, fucking day one, doing a ton of shit. Who else has been doing a lot? Doodle, she's been new, she's been doing the posting, lots of posting. I'd like to see more posting. More people need to post, okay? Come on, guys, we got to get the fucking posting going. I'm trying to get back into the posting thing. I know, I was dry for a long time there. I didn't post for a long time, but now I'm trying to make up for it. You know, I'm trying to get the posting happening. And I want to keep the fun back, guys. I mean, we got to keep the fun back up. We got to keep the fun going. The IRC meetings, okay, it's general floor IRC get-together in the Cult Channel on fucking Monday nights, all right? Monday night, go to the Cult Channel. Just go hang out. Say hello. I finally got the fucking IRC to work through the goddamn firewall using this thing called VIRC 97. It's a Windows-style IRC instead of a MIRC app. You can get it at Two Cows. Works pretty good, pretty intuitive. I like it. It's got a lot of, you know, predestined shit. So it's nice. It's a pretty nice program. As far as I can, and people, of course, are sitting there going, oh, Sean, you don't know anything about computers. Well, you know, whatever. Not a Decker by trade. Sorry, not my... If I had, like, a whole lot of time to dedicate, I'd love to get really deep into that shit. It would be very, very cool. But as it stands, I don't. So what do you do? What else? I didn't get too much people sending me stuff. Actually, I thought I had some people send me some stuff and say they were going to record articles and partitions because we were talking about this for brainwashing. Smokey wasn't too sure whether or not I should be, you know, doing that, letting people have their another say in the brainwashing thing, if they should, you know, be able to do that, if they should be, you know, having articles submitted and shit like that. No, I think that's cool. I think that it should be there, and I think it should be said so that we have a bit of a filler and things can fill that out. So it's not always just me all the time. You're hearing me blabbering on and on and on about that. So the big thing is coming up is going to be the Book of the Damned, the Direct Action Manual. Now, of course, after this brainwashing gets published and we talk about that idea as a structure, everyone's going to be on me about when the fuck that thing's going to be out. When's it going to be out? I'd like to get it out for the end of February. There, I gave you a time, okay? So end of February, hopefully end of February into April during the Inquisition. I'd like to get that out so that we have it happening, so we know what's solid, so we know what's going on. This has been a really short issue of brainwashing. I know, fuck, I'm sorry, what do you want from me here? But at least I said a lot, and hopefully it was a little bit more entertaining than your standard ball of wax, okay? So hey, you guys, keep it up, stay cool. Anybody wants to do work, anybody wants to help, you want to contact guys like Holy Dio, APOC, Smokehouse, all that crowd, and we can take it from there. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.